Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chronicle. I'm your host, Karan. In this episode, we're going to talk about self-care. This is something that is like super important, and we'll have a special guest today as well. She will talk about her experience with self-care and what self-care means to her. But first, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right, so let's get started. So as I stated before, self-care is super important, and I wanted to discuss this as part of this platform because it's something that is something we all need to think about. And so I think especially right now, it is so important that we're taking care of ourselves and doing things to nurture that those different parts within ourselves. And so, yeah, so I thought it was really pertinent to talking about that this episode. So let's get started with that. So for me, self-care is something that you do to, as it says, take care of yourself. And so I know this is something that I talk to my clients a lot about. And we go into like extensive discussions about the different types of self-care and examples of it and what they can do for themselves in each of those areas of self-care. And for me, I took a long time to really think about and implement this self-care practice for myself. It took me probably until I went to grad school to really think about self-care. And so this is something that really hits hard for me. Because it's helped me through a lot of things. And I think in the first episode, I talked about some of the things that have helped me take care of myself. But I think to dedicate like an entire episode to it would be really beneficial for anyone that is looking for things that they can do to take care of themselves right now, especially amid this pandemic and not being able to really socialize that much or not being able to get out and do the things that we normally would be able to do. So again, it's really looking at how have we adapted to this as well, because some things that we were able to do before the pandemic, we're not able to do now. So we have to adapt to what that looks like for us. And so normally when I talk to my clients about self-care, it's really going in, delving into those different types of self-care. So we have six types of self-care. The first one is emotional. So you're basically finding ways to get in touch with, process, and be able to talk about your emotions or how you're feeling about a certain situation. So these are things like going to the therapist and talking to a therapist, talking to a friend about different things. Writing in a journal can be a type of self-care, emotional self-care. I know for me, my biggest thing is, I write. Like I said in the first episode, I like to write. So that is how I am able to process through different emotions that I have, because it's something that has helped me in the past, and it's still something that works for me now. The second type of self-care is social. So this is anything that you do to be with people that make you happy, or even do things or connect with people that make you happy. So I would say before the pandemic, it would probably be like going to brunch or doing things with your friends. But now I know for me, it's something that what I will do is I'll video chat with people. My friend Sierra and I and Tatiana, we've been pretty bad with getting back with each other though, but for a while we were actually video chatting pretty frequently, so hopefully we can get back to that. But that was my way of connecting with them since I couldn't see them in person. That even just talking to someone on the phone, I will say, Sierra and I, we will talk on the phone probably four or five times a week. That is one thing that I will say has helped me, in terms of like now when I'm not able to fully connect with people, outside of my house. I'll go and see like my friend Bridget and my friend Bridget and Gretchen and Minnie and Bo. And I'll hang out with them for a little bit. But that's not as frequent as I would like it to be either. But yeah, so I think those are really good things for social. The next one is spiritual. So with spiritual, a lot of the times people only think that this is like religious. But it doesn't have to be religious. It can be that you're doing something that brings about a higher power. I won't say a higher power, something that's bigger than you. So this could be things like meditation, yoga. This could also be something religious. So going to church, doing things that nurture that spiritual / religious side of you. And I think it's very interesting because I'm in school, and one of our things this last week was on the difference between spirituality and religion. And before taking this class, I never really thought anything of that. And I always thought like, oh, so religion is like a subset of spirituality because it's something that you are thinking about a higher power in that sense. But it's not completely something that you're like completely thinking about. So going through when we were doing like our discussion boards for this, it was really interesting to see and hear what other people had to say about the difference between religion and spirituality. And I always tell my clients, like when we talk about spiritual self-care, that it doesn't have to be religious. Like there are things that you can do that are make you spiritual but not religious. So I think that's really important to think about as well. The next thing is practical. So this one is thinking about doing things that would make a future situation less stressful. So this could be anything from building a budget, cleaning your house. I know when I clean my house after it's been in disarray for a while, my anxiety is much better and I feel so much better about it. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you right now, my house looks a mess. So my anxiety is a little bit high right now, but I know I need to get on that to be able to make that feel a little bit better. And then the biggest one that we think about is physical. So this is anything that gets you up and moving, gets you physically doing something or feeling better physically. So a lot of the times, this is the main one that we think about and the only one that we think about. And we only nurture that side of it. But also in physical, thinking about sleeping, how's your sleep, making sure you're getting enough sleep, what you're eating, making sure you're getting a nutritious diet in, and also water or fluids in general. So getting enough water intake in, that you do feel good and you're not getting dehydrated or feeling as if things are not regulated within your body. And then the last one is mental. So mental self-care is really doing something that gets your mind stimulated. So these could be things like word puzzles or reading or going to do something that is educational or something that will get you thinking about something. So like maybe going to a museum or anything like that. So I think it's really important that we do have at least one or two things in each of these realms of self-care, because it really helps to nurture those different parts of you. And you don't want to neglect one part over another, or just forget about a completely different part of you that does want to be nurtured. So yeah, I think it's super important to think about this. And another really important thing is not thinking that self-care has to be some big extravagant thing. We sometimes think, oh, we don't have time to do this because we have to, it's going to take so long to do something, to take care of ourselves, but it could be something super small that we deal with at that time. So really just thinking about what can I do to be there for myself? Because another thing, if we can't take care of ourselves, we can't help anyone else. And I know in my profession, that is huge. We have to be able to take care of ourselves in order for us to provide the adequate support that others need in that time. So I think it's really important that we have these different aspects of self-care in our life. And once we start doing it and create a routine, it's something that will just come naturally to us. All right, so today we have a special guest. She is one of my friends. Her name is Tina.
Hey.
All right. So I think this interview today, we're gonna talk more about self-care and what self-care means to Tina. Let's just get into it. What is self-care for you?
So that's a great question. Self-care to me is, I think, anything you can do for yourself to take care of yourself and to recharge yourself and replenish your soul and just let yourself recharge in any way, whether that is taking time for yourself, just away from the chaos and everything going on in everyday life, and just taking that time for you, because we tend to put everyone else first, and you just need to take that time for you. And if you don't take that time for you, you can't take care of others. And I know for me, like, I'm a social worker, and my family, like, I just part of my profession and everything, like, just put people first. You're always putting others first, and if you don't take that time for you, you can't take care of others if you're not taking that time for you.
Absolutely. No, I completely. Okay. I think that's so true. Like you have to take time for yourself. Like that is the biggest thing, like you said, especially in our profession. Like we are constantly helping other people. So in order for us to be able to help other people, we have to be able to take care of ourselves.
Right, because when we're doing is helping people, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, if we don't take and find 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, even, those little increments of time just to take for ourselves, and it can be so little, it's just enough sometimes to just recharge our batteries. It replenishes us, so we can keep going and doing what we need to do to take care of ourselves.
Absolutely. I think you brought up a great point there is that it doesn't have to be something that's like extravagant or super long or something that takes up so much of your time. Like it can be 5 minutes. It can be 2 minutes
Right.
where you're literally just sitting and doing nothing. So it's like, yeah, that's really important to know, to for all of us to know, like you don't have to have it be a big extravagant thing.
No, so many people think, like, in order to do self-care, you have to go to the gym 5 days a week and work out for an hour and a half every day, or you have to go get a massage, or you have to go do this, and you have to go take these long vacations. And those are great ways to do self-care, but those aren't the only ways to do self-care. Coming home and making sure, you have a meal, or grabbing a, that granola bar out of your drawer and making sure you take 5 minutes to eat that to make sure you're nourished throughout the day, or grabbing that bottle of water and taking and hydrating yourself, or going and standing in a corner and like just taking a breather at work and just saying, like, or going in your office and just closing the door and saying, okay, I'm taking 5 minutes, or I'm not answering a phone call, or I'm taking my lunch break because I need to take that so I can just recharge, so
Exactly.
I can keep going for the day.
Yep. And that is the most important thing is you're recharging yourself. You are making sure that you're feeling good in order to continue on with your day. So what do you do for self-care?
So personally, I do some of the bigger things for self-care. I do get monthly massages because for me, a little self-disclosure here, I get migraines, and for me, one of the ways to kind of prevent that so I can keep going is to get a massage every month. And they're relaxing. It prevents those, prevents the migraines, so it keeps me a happy person and a relaxed person. And I do some, self-meditation, you know, in the evenings.
Nice.
I have an app that I listen to and I just do it. It's like 5-10 minutes every night. And I just do it. I don't necessarily get to it every day, but I do try to do it. And I also do, you know, I take some time out and I read. I also watch mindless TV, and I know that sounds so ridiculous, and you know, but it's just something. And you know, when I'm feeling okay, I do some yoga. I also, as much as I hate weeding, I have this awful hillside that just grows weeds. Like, I can't have a green thumb, but I can grow weeds out of my hillside through my rocks like nobody else can.
Yeah.
And it's actually really relaxing and it's mindless, and I can spend hours doing it, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. And I just, and it just clears my mind and it just lets me recharge. And some of the best self-care that I do is taking time with my dog. And of course, my friends and family. And I know right now through this pandemic, it's been so hard to see family and friends, and we've had to figure it out in a different way. And one of the ways, you know, something that actually positive came from it is I have some friends that live in another city. We were probably some of the clueless people that were out there. We always kept going like, oh my gosh, we never see each other. We can never see each other. We can never visit. We never catch up. You would think that, you know, three people in their, you know, early 30s would have any idea about, you know, technology. Not at all. Finally figured out that we could video chat with each other. So now we have, you know, routine video chats with each other, and we're like maintaining it, and we're doing so great with it. And it has strengthened us and improved our friendships.
Nice.
So that's been such a great thing with self-care, by improving friendships and, you know, it's just, it's strengthened it. And, you know, just being able to see family and friends and doing that through, you know, even through the pandemic, it's so important.
Right. Yeah.
Because you can become so isolated through this.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so, you know, make sure you do it safe and do it social distance, physical distancing. I'm going to say physical distancing because, you know, don't socially isolate yourself. Physical distance, you know, stay your six feet apart, but, you know, still socialize with people, do it virtually, you know, but just, you know, still and engage, but do it safely.
Yeah.
Because it's so important to, you know, not isolate yourself and, you know, get that piece of that, you know, interaction, that human interaction that we need. And it's so important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I like that you guys have had that, that connection. You were able to strengthen that connection because, again, like you said, it's like we're in this weird time right now where we don't know how long this is going to go.
No.
And having those people to, even if it is over, say, Zoom or FaceTime or whatever, you're still having those people to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
And having that support system, basically.
Right. And for us, like with my friends that live in another city, like even after the pandemic, I'm not going to get to go see them every week or once a month because we live in different cities. We live hours apart. It's just not realistic. But what is realistic is video conferencing on some type of platform.
Exactly.
And like I said, who would have thought, you know, put three, you know, young tech savvy people together for over a decade now. Right. Who would have thought? We didn't put our brains together.
Right.
And then a pandemic helped us figure it out.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are some things I do, you know, making sure I stay connected with friends, spending time with my dog. It's huge.
Yeah.
You know, some self-meditating, and then the bigger things, like I said, like, you know, the massage and, you know, working out when I'm able to, and, you know, tackling that hillside.
Yeah.
As you know, that has been a sore spot, but it's also a really good outlet at the same point.
It's a chore. It's definitely a chore. Okay. What do you feel is most important about self-care?
Most important about self-care is ability to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
It just, it gives you the ability to take care of you while, so you can flourish and accomplish the things that you want to do. It lets you, you can, as you take care of you, you can set the goals for what you want. And rather than us to help other people or go to school, get a new job, you know, buy that house, rent that apartment, move to that new city, you know, meet that new milestone in your life, whatever, whatever that new goal is, travel, literally whatever it is, like whatever you want to set your mind to. Because if you're not taking care of yourself on the basic level, it's going to be so much harder to meet those goals, small, medium, big, whatever it is. Like you have to meet your basic goals, your right. basic self-care goals first.
Right, right.
And if you can't do that, like it's going to be so much harder to meet the bigger goals in life.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah.
That you want. And I think that's so important. Like we have to take care of ourselves first so we can do the other things that we want to do.
Right. As I think it kind of goes to like Maslow's hierarchy of mm-hmm. needs.
Yeah.
We have to take care of our basic needs before we can get to that point where we're doing everything else that we want to do or that is bigger than what we're ready to do at that time.
Right. Because if we're emotionally drained, if we're physically drained, if we're, you know, if we're mentally drained, then we don't have that energy to go out and do those things. Like we might have it for so long, but eventually at some point, something's got to give somewhere. And, you know, we might be seeing like day to day, we're doing it. But then all of a sudden, like one day you're like, whoa, wait, what just happened?
Right.
And you're like, oh yeah, it just caught up with me. And you're like, oh
yep.
yeah.
Yep. Yep. And that's what happens. Like when we don't think about it until it's too late. If we're not already practicing that self-care, we don't think about doing things to take care of ourselves until it's to that point where it's like the point of no return.
Right.
And that I think for me, the most important thing is to get into a self-care routine as soon as possible.
Right. Because if you start it soon, and you start it from day one, and you can always build to it. You don't have to go from 0 to 60.
Right.
You can start right. out from 0 and go 1 and just be like, okay, today, you know, this is all I'm going to do this week. I'm just going to make sure that I'm making sure I'm drinking enough water every day.
Exactly.
And then, you know, in another month, I'm going to make sure that, you know what, every day that I sought out, you know, that I have lunch, whether it's lunch on the go, and I'm drinking enough water, that I make sure I have lunch every day, mm-hmm. you know, whatever that is. Like I'm making yep. sure that I'm nourishing yep. my body. And that's why I think self-care is so important, because you have to do those things so you don't burn out eventually in the end.
Exactly.
Because exactly. if you do, like trying to reach the goals that you want, whatever those goals may be, small, you know, or big, short term or long term, if we don't have those, you know, if we don't meet those basic things that we need to like nourish our physical self, yep. you know,
yep.
we're going to burn out because we think we're doing it every day. We're doing it. We're hustling. We're working the grind, but eventually we're not going to be able to keep up with it. Our bodies just are going to kind of say, nope, enough, just stop.
Exactly.
And we're not going to know, you know, sometimes we don't necessarily know what's wrong, and you can't put a finger on it because you're just like, I'm just exhausted and I'm just tired and I can't figure out why. And sometimes there's nothing necessarily physically wrong with you.
Right.
It's just you're emotionally and you're mentally drained.
Yeah. 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 And I think that is, it's very true. Like it's, there may not be anything wrong with you, but yeah, you have, not you haven't been taking care of yourself to the point where everything just starts to build up.
Right.
And you're like, now it's just, I'm done.
Right.
I can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's when it starts to come out to be, things start to really, you don't want to do certain things, or you just give up on certain things as well. And it's just like, you don't want to get to that point. You want to make sure you're doing everything you need to do to be your best self, basically.
Right. And that's why it's so important to just do the little things. And it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be flashy. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It's just the little things. Hydrating, taking 5-10 minutes out of the day for yourself.
Right.
And, you know, making sure you have, you know, preparing that meal for yourself, taking a lunch break, taking, you know, if you have kids at home, going in that bathroom and being like, I'm closing the door for 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, yeah. If you have, you know, where you can sit and take a bubble bath, take that bubble bath, you know, mm-hmm. those little things, taking the dog for a walk, you know, petting your cat, you know, whatever that may be for
right,
you,
right.
just taking those little moments,
right.
those little moments add up. And that's yep. what makes self-care so important, because it's the little moments that become the big moments over time.
Exactly. Yep.
So they become so much more worthwhile than just a big moment once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a big yeah. moment only lasts for a little bit, but little moments over time equal so much more.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Yep.
And you can get so much more bang for your buck
yep.
with the little things. When you do the little things that can nourish your soul and your body and your mind and your emotions.
Yes. Yes. And I think it encompasses so much more than just, like, you're able to focus on so much more when you do those little things
mm-hmm.
than when it's like the bigger things. So like when you're doing the bigger things, it seems like there may be just that one area that
right.
you're dealing with.
Right. And you feel like you're losing so much time doing this big thing.
Exactly.
Like, you go to the gym and you're working out for an hour and a half and you're like, oh my gosh, it just took an hour and a half out of my day. I don't have an hour and a half out of my day to give.
Right.
You know, it's the 15 minutes to get there, the hour and a half working out, then another 15. That's 2 hours out of your day. I don't have 2 hours out of my day to give.
Right.
You know, so trying to do that is so difficult.
Right, right. All right, so that's all that I have. That's all the questions that I have for you. Anything else you want to talk about with self-care?
I just, you know, I don't think there's anything really else. Just want to wrap up. You know, I think it's just important to talk about self-care, especially now in the height of the pandemic, and just making sure, you know, everyone is very, you know, there's a lot of stress right now with the pandemic. So self-care is really important right now, because you have people working at home, you have people in the community working in every aspect of, you know, working in retail to waste management to public service jobs to restaurants,
yeah.
you know, bars and services, you know, everywhere they're working. And you people have been unfortunately furloughed and laid off and have lost their jobs and are looking for new jobs. And, you know, they don't know what the next few months, the next 6 months, or maybe next year, their lives are going to look like.
Right.
So, you know, right now, self-care is so important for everybody. And, you know, so self-care doesn't have to be a big thing.
Right.
And that's, you know, where we talked about, like, it just has to be those little things, you know, 5 minutes, you know, take some time to meditate, take some time with your dogs, you know, take a couple minutes, you know, take a break, you know, go in the bathroom, close the door, take those few minutes, or go in your bedroom, or
exactly.
go, you know, take a walk with your kids, or whatever it may be, get out and enjoy the outdoors right now while we're all experiencing good weather
right.
before it gets bad. Right. Everywhere in the country's got some good weather right now. Just do those little things right now just to keep yourself going and finding those things to nourish your physical, your mental, and your emotional being,
yeah.
because that's so important right now. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It just has to be the little things that are going to add up to the big things.
Exactly.
Because these are unprecedented times right now in this country that none of us have lived through.
Right.
And we don't know when the, you know, how this is going to play out in the next 6 months, next year, next 2 years,
right?
Because
right.
we just don't know what the future is going to hold. And, you know, but what we do know is that we need to take care of ourselves and do some basic self-care. So we're taking care of ourselves so we can help take care of others in turn.
Exactly. Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. No, thank you for being here. This is a very good topic, and everything that you said just hit the nail on the head. And so I just want to thank you for being, taking your time to be here.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. All right.
All right, so that's it for this episode. I want to thank everyone for listening and supporting me. I also want to thank Tina for coming on and being my guest. Thank you for a great interview and for your insight on self-care. I would also like to invite you to check out all my social medias and follow me there. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Karonicle, which is K-A-R-O-N-I-C-L-E. You can also find my blog where you'll see pictures, transcripts, things like that from the episode at thechroniclepodcast.blogspot.com. And you can also email me if you have any questions, you want to be on the show, anything like that. You can get me at chroniclepodcast@gmail.com. All right. Till next time. Thank you. Here we go.